Hey everyone, welcome back to the Rockcast. Jordan Budd here, and this morning I have Chris Derrick on, and he is the Sitka Gears Whitetail Product Manager over there at Sitka, and we're going to talk about some whitetail stuff today, so thanks for taking some time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Definitely, yeah. So let's go into what is going to be coming out, or what I guess as this podcast airs is what is going to be just out, probably on the same day, for 2020 for Sitka.
Yeah, that's correct. So coming out in July, we'll have a lot of new products coming out for that's specifically designed for the whitetail hunting. And so the only types of products I work on are gear that are geared towards the pursuit of whitetail. And for 2020, we've updated the Stratus. We've updated the Women's Fanatic, and we've also come out with an entire new pack line. So that's really what we focused on for 2020. And then, you know, I'll just go into the first one, which is really exciting, is the Stratus is a windstopper product, and it's a super versatile piece. So what's great about it is you can put it on as a shell, you can layer insulation under it, and it allows you to go pretty deep into the season. So when things are starting to get a little bit cooler towards the rut and it's a little windy, you can adjust the jacket over a base layer system. And then as it gets into late season or later season conditions, depending on where you live, you can layer some insulation under it. And you can get pretty far down into some lower temperature range before you need to go to something like the Incinerator or the Fanatic. And what we really wanted to focus on is improving hunter hearing. So, you know, when we'd done the Fanatic, we really concentrated on making the actual garment quiet. But one of the issues when people are wearing like hoods or beanies, I'm sure maybe you've done this, when you put a hood up, you're like, dang, I can't hear where the deer are coming from. You know, they just kind of like appear out from under your stand. And if it's like a buck chasing or something along those lines, you might miss your opportunity to get prepared for a shot. And so what we wanted to do is really focus on ways to help hunters be able to hear better when they're wearing beanies or headwear like hoods. And so the great thing about Gore and being a partner of Gore is they do all sorts of stuff besides Gore-Tex. So one of the things that, like, if you drop your iPhone, the reason you can drop it in the water and it's waterproof it has a lot to do with, like, a Gore membrane, usually. And what that does is allows the phone to heat up, but it allows vapor to move in and out, but doesn't allow actual water, if it's submerged, to come in. So they have a whole department, that's focused on hearing, end user hearing. And so what we did is we basically took different materials and put it on what's called like a binaural head. And those are like the heads that you see, like that might be goes in a BMW. So that when you're riding in a car, you know, it's super quiet and they want to try and make that car as quiet. So they take these heads and they put them kind of in the cars to basically read sound and see what things they can do to make things quieter. So we took that head and basically, you know, put the hood on, different types of materials, different type of constructions, and measured what would be the most acoustically transparent using like a white noise, and then also like a frequency of crushing leaves. And then we worked with our partner, an acoustic engineer, to be able to simulate what that frequency is and then calculate it for the sweet window for human hearing. And ultimately what we wound up with is a 4x improvement in a distance that you can hear with a Stratus compared to the old hood.
Holy cow. That's a lot of that's a lot of technology.
Yeah, it makes it, and it, we didn't want, like, we could have just gone the route, like, let's stick some mesh in the hood and let's stick some insulation in the hood and just said, hey, we're allowing sound to come through. But what we going through the process, we were really able to figure out what types of insulations we could use and what types of meshes we could use and textiles we could use that actually makes a difference. And you wouldn't believe, you know, what really does make a difference and allowing that sound to go through. That's the difference at like 20 versus 80 yards. And then also at the same like distance, say you are hearing like a deer at 40 yards, that translates to about three times as loud. So it's going to be about three times as loud for you when you do hear it at the same distance as the old hoods, which, you know, that might be just enough for you to be able to pinpoint, get that extra like 10 seconds that you need to get prepared for your shot.
Also, I really like the explanation you gave there, because that's like the scent control side of it. Like, I don't think you're ever going to completely knock your scent control off to where they can't smell you, but maybe it'll give you that little bit extra that you need to pull a shot off.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's one of those things that, you know, if you just have an extra couple of seconds, especially if they're moving fast, it can make a difference. And then also with the Stratus, we moved in our Constant Connect safety harness port. So that's like a patent design that's basically allowing you to take on and off your jacket layer without disconnecting your harness tether from the tree. And so we've incorporated that now into the Stratus design as well. And then we have it available in both a Blaze colorway and then our Optifade colorway for Elevated too.
Okay. Awesome. So with the Stratus, keeping on the clothing for just a second, what lighter weight collection would you recommend for the lighter or the earlier season type stuff? And then on the later season, you mentioned the Inclinator, or I believe that's what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Incinerator. So the way So early season, depending on where you live, it's either going to be the ESW, which stands for early season whitetail. I would say that if you're in an environment where you're hunting like 80s and 90 degrees, and you're going to be running that like in the south, you know, where I'm originally from, those temp, you know, it can stay pretty warm all the way through into late October and even November. And so the ESW is great for that. If you're maybe in the Midwest or, you know, in the area where you and I live now, which is like Montana and Wyoming, I would focus in on the Equinox system and starting there, because your temperatures aren't going to be hot too long. And it's so that's kind of like a base setup for your start of your system. And then moving in the mid season, you know, somebody that always, the Stratus is one I would always suggest people having into their kit. Just because you can layer under it and get pretty in, you know, down into the 20s and maybe teens, depending on where you live. But then if you're going to get into those zero ranges and like into the teens consistently throughout the day, the Fanatic or the Incinerator is the really great kit for you. The Fanatic's all designed around ultra quiet. So if you're somebody that's really, really important to you, that's what the Fanatic system's designed for. And then Incinerator's an ultra cold weather condition system as well, but it's a fully Gore-Tex shell. So rather than just being windstopper, it will be like essentially a rainproof garment. So a lot of guys, even in the south, that, you know, maybe are really cold natured and it's going to be raining on you all the time, when it's like 35 degrees and just humid, that can feel like 20 degrees in Montana to you. So, you know, that may be a perfect type of cold weather garment for you if you're looking for those types of conditions and kind of a wet, cold condition.
Gotcha. So we talked about the Stratus jacket, and then the beanie and the vest took an update as well. Is that right?
Yeah, so the beanie also has the hearing ports in it as well. So a lot of times, like when I would wear beanies, I would always fold them up, put them over my ears so I can still hear. Some days when it's pretty cold, you know, you're kind of flipping down different sides trying to make yourself where you can hear a little bit better out of at least one of your ears. So with this design, we took the same style of route that we did with the hood and incorporated that into the beanie to allow you to be able to hear better while wearing a beanie as well. And then, you know, it uses a double layer of Polartec Alpha in the ears to actually provide the clove value you need to keep your ears from hurting. when the wind's going and when it's chilly outside. And the same thing also got incorporated into an update to the Fanatic beanie as well for end user hearing.
Awesome.
So those are mainly on the inside that were developed for updates for this year.
Okay. Now going over to the women's items, you updated the Fanatic jacket and bibs.
Correct. So the Fanatic jacket and bibs for women have been updated. And the reason we did not release this last year with the men's line is because when we set out to do this, this wasn't, you know, a project that I was looking to solve myself. There's actually a team of women that were built up around a person called named Erica Tavermina. She worked with a group of our female ambassadors to design this system. It's the same textile package with the men, so it still gets that half the audible engagement distance for deer that you have with on the men's side. But then on the women's, there's some additional features that are built inside of that to add some additional clow value. So it does use our Sika ground shield insulation in the back panel of the jacket and the seat of the bib. And that's really designed around if you're leaning against a tree or sitting on the stand, trying to find ways to improve clow value and stop some of that heat transfer away from your body. And then another thing that the team developed was a way to actually allow women to use the restroom in the stand without leaving. So it any aftermarket like a Go Girl or Tinkerbell, it allows you to be able to use those aftermarket devices to basically use the restroom in the stand, just like if you were a guy, you can go in a Gatorade bottle or off the stand, side of the stand. But that's something that a lot of women over the past couple of years have come up and like said, that's a problem that they faced. And I admire people who actually can come up and actually talk to us about the problems that they face. So you don't have to interrupt your hunt to be able to climb out of your stand and actually have to dump all your heat, taking basically bibs off, jackets off, and then having to go back up. So you don't have to interrupt the actual hunt. So that can turn out to be, you know, a really important thing, especially if you're sitting there for an all day sit.
Yeah, I really appreciate that feature big time. And you guys taking the time to try to fix it.
Yeah, and I applaud the team for taking this. I'm the one talking about it, but this is really a group of women that came together to solve this problem. So I do appreciate the work that entire team did to do this. I know it's something that my wife has faced in the past, so it's something that we wanted to basically get out there and solve for women hunters, so that can be, you know, just equally effective in the stand. That can come into to be an extremely important thing. And then also, you know, it has the same kind of burr resistant panels in the lower legs on the bib, so you're not picking up all those burrs as you're walking in and out of the stand. Makes them a little bit easier to pick off than trying to dig through burr and pull them out.
Gotcha. Cool. So the next line of things that has been introduced or updated is your packs.
Yeah, we've been working on this for a while and wanted to go through and revamp the entire pack line. Last year we started it with a Fanatic pack, which is a pack that's all designed around ultra silence. And then for this year, we updated our entire pack line to include our largest capacity pack, which is the cargo box. It holds about 2,200 cubic inches inside of it. And this one has everything for hunters that basically carry almost too much in the woods with them. And there's a lot of people that do that. Whenever I use this pack, I tend to fill the entire thing up. And so a lot of camera people are also loving this pack because it's got great places for your lenses to go. It's got some side wings that can come out and they can hold climbing sticks. So if you're a mobile hunter, this is a really good pack for you. So the side wings come out. You can stick your tree sticks in the sides. If you're running a platform stand like a Lone Wolf or one of the portable Millenniums or Hawk stands, you can break apart the pack. You can sandwich your stand in between the pack frame and the cargo area of the pack. And so that's a really good design, and we've made it a lot easier than the old tool bucket, which is replacing. And then if you're one of the saddle hunters who are out there, the front straps that are on this pack are really great for sitting your platform on those as well. So last year I converted from mobile hunting a lot to using a saddle, and which has really been nice because I can just walk in with like two or three sticks, an aider, and a small platform, and the whole thing just weighs, you know, not over like 10, you know, 10 pounds that you might be carrying with all like five or four sticks and a whole platform. So it's a lot lighter of a way to be able to go in and set up a mobile platform if you're doing that. And it has our traditional bucket style design. So you can essentially set it up on a tree stand, and it acts like a little bit of a bucket on the side of the stand where you can throw your gear in and out of. Cool. So that's a lot of the features that been updated on that. Allows you to carry like a bib if you want to strap it to the top or bottom of the pack. You can do that as well. So if you want to carry in your layers, and especially if some of the bigger guys that are out there, you know, maybe not be able to stuff a whole bib in a jacket inside of a pack, if they're maybe in a double extra large size for it.
Gotcha. I'm looking at pictures of the tool belt right now, and that looks like a great little pack for most of the stuff that we're doing around here for tree stands, you know, going in the morning and sitting for 4 or 5 hours and then coming out.
Yeah, it's really a great stand that, you know, I worked with somebody that does a lot of public land hunting in Pennsylvania. And so we, you know, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how we dial this thing in for mobile hunting. You know, in that state, you know, it's pretty much a good portion of it is public land hunting. And so we really wanted to focus in on addressing things that the mobile hunter needed to be able to have, to be able to get in and out. And then also we updated the tool box, is now going to be named the tool bucket. So we just kind of switched those names. This pack is, again, a bucket style design. It's about 1800 cubic inches. And the difference with this one is this is more like your everyday pack. So if you're just doing your general, like 3 or 4 hour hunts, your traditional pack style, like, when you go out and hunt, it gives you about 17 different storage compartments. We improved the water bottle holders on the side. Now when you flip the lid open and hang it from the bucket, it's all Optivade concealment. So no more just plain black mesh. It's actually, printed mesh that we're using on those windows that you can see through to see your gear. And then the front lid will fold down so you can have like our traditional scoop bucket style design, or if you want the deeper capacity of it, you can flip the front of it up as well so that it allows you to be able to modify the design for your style of hunting and what you prefer.
Awesome. And then those are the only three packs coming out in the whitetail line, correct?
There's actually two more things that are coming out. One is the tool belt. This one's been a super big hit. It is a minimalist style pack. It's a hip pack with a deployable shoulder strap system in there that allows you to pack your layers in during the colder weather months. And then you can also remove it and run it as a hip pack that you can either seat on the front of your stomach if you're sitting there like a traditional fanny pack design, if you want all of your gear in your lap, or you can take it off and hang it on the tree like a bucket. So it's like one of our, essentially a mini bucket. And so this has been really one of my favorite packs to use. Everything's set up in the right way, you know, where your wind indicator is going to be on your hip. So if you're walking in to check your stand, you can check your wind if you need to. And then also we have a new reversible pack cover that's coming out. So one side of it is blaze. So you can flip it inside out and wear into the stand. So you can cover your pack up with blaze. And then if you're sitting in the stand and it's raining, you can flip the Optifade side out, put it over your pack, and then you've got concealment while you have rain protection for your pack as well. So those are the four new items that we added to our pack line for this year.
Awesome. Yeah, the tool belt was the one I was looking at that I think would be perfect for people who already have their stands set that aren't, you know, bringing their sets in and out or moving a lot. Like here on the river, we've got 15 sets already set up. So we, you know, take people in and out, and something like that little fanny pack or the, not fanny pack, but the tool belt looks perfect for those kind of sets.
Yeah. If you're a run and gun style or you want to go in light and minimal, you can do that. And one of the things I really like about it too is once you get in there, if you're packing in your layers, you can take the shoulder strap system off, and you've got a way smaller profile in the stand. So once I usually get up in my stand, all the gear that I brought in, I don't normally, leave in the pack. It's all on me. I've moved, pulled everything out, and I don't need a whole lot with me. So it allows you to keep a lower profile in the stand. And so that's one of my favorite things about the tool belt, and just the way that it's so modular and you can modify things, to allow yourself to, be able to adjust it for your hunting style. It even has a place, like if you're a bow hunter, under the pack to put, like a bow hanger arm. So it slides into a sleeve in the bottom of the pack. Usually I'll just walk up to my stand, climb my sticks, get to the top of the stand, reach behind me and just pull out my bow hanger. And then I can screw that into the tree. And, I don't even have to take off a pack. I can essentially just walk up to my stand if it's already set, get up at it and start hunting. And, I'm up in my stand within 10 minutes and all set up and ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds dang good to me. So that's the new stuff for the whitetail side of things. Is there anything you can share for the big game side of things that people can, is there anything new coming out on that end?
Yeah, there's been quite a few things that came out. So my counterpart, John Barklow, who works on the big game side, one of the things I'm super excited about and I've been using for the past couple of years is his new Mountain Optics harness. And so just love how this thing, if you're a big game style hunter, allows you to keep your rangefinder in the right hand side. You can, I've been pulling off the pouch that's on the left hand side. I run bear spray over on that side for, so I can keep it all, everything I need on my chest. I know another buddy of mine's got his pistol hanging off of there. And then he's also, introduced the new Kelvin Light Down, series. So, it's designed with a special down that they worked with Primaloft on doing, a special down blend, and they were able to get some really amazing clove values out of it by using this new down package that they had pulled together.
Awesome. And I'm not 100% sure, but I think that Tony Treach with Rockslide did a review on those, and or at least he has a thread going on him, and I will link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I did read that.
Yeah, yeah. So, Chris, anything else for the whitetail line or anything else you want to leave folks with for this year?
No, if the one thing I would say, if anybody has any questions, we've got a really good customer service team. Always feel free to reach out with them. I know it can be pretty complex sometimes and daunting when you're looking at the line. Because it's so broad. But if you need to, the customer service team's there to help. Contact them. They're happy to help you build a kit that's right for you. Make sure that you get the right things if you do invest in putting Sitka into your kit.
Awesome. Well, I thank you for taking the time to hop on, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.